Hey guys, I hope you've had a good weekend. I feel like I say that in every single ramble audio that I do. But it's true. I hope you had a good weekend. I was about to go to sleep, and then I decided that I should record one of these because I haven't done one in a while, and I felt like doing one, so, now I have to actually find stuff to talk about. This is the hard part. I have a huge stack of mail next to me because I've been putting off going through it. It's not fun stuff though, it's boring stuff, like bank stuff, and yeah, anyway, I have to go through it at some point and I'm putting it off. Anyway, on to more exciting things. This is crazy. I still can't believe it. I found out a couple of days ago that someone, a former patron who was recently subscribed for like a year, knows me in real life. And I don't think they know that it's me, because I don't see how they would know that. We've never actually spoken, but we've like been in the same room and we know a lot of the same people. So it's probably only a matter of time until we actually do talk. And it's just, oh my gosh, so like, what are the chances? It's crazy. I don't know. Really, really, really weird coincidence, I guess. I can't believe it. It reminds me of that movie from like 2010 or something called Radio Rebel, the Disney Channel movie that like turned into a meme like a couple years ago. It's so bad, and I actually rewatched it, and it's even worse than I remember it, but very, very entertaining. It's about, for anyone who doesn't know, it's about a high school girl who has like a radio station at her school, and no one knows that she's the radio host. It's like a mystery at her school who the radio host is. And so she has to keep her identity a secret. And it's just exactly what you would expect from a low-budget Disney Channel movie. It's so funny to me how characters dress in old Disney Channel shows. They always have like 2,000 accessories, and like half the characters are always wearing some kind of hat, like a fedora or just something unusual like that. And it's just, what's interesting about it is no one actually dressed like that in 2010, or at least no one that I knew dressed like that. But it's just so funny, every character has like a cheetah print scarf and like a neon pink blazer, and then like 700 necklaces and some kind of crazy bow in their hair or something. It's, whoever did the wardrobe on those movies deserves jail time. I love making fun of movies like that. It's so fun. Like, why would you watch a good movie when you could watch a really bad Disney Channel movie? But the funny thing is, they're great to make fun of, but then, like, partway through watching them, I'll sit back and realize, hang on a minute, this sounds like something I would write and record. And then that kind of humbles me, and I realize that I shouldn't judge. Because I'm not going to lie, a lot of the stuff that I write, I cringe at. But But that's okay. I should start basing my audios off of like old Disney Channel stuff. I kind of did that actually with my last audio. I kind of, the countryside childhood friends audio was like sort of inspired by, the Hannah Montana movie, which is actually a pretty good movie. But I saw that a couple years ago and I was like, oh, that's so cute. And then I wrote it down on my, script idea list thingy. Speaking of audio ideas, I was recently reminded of this audio idea I had, I guess it was about 2 years ago, and, it was gonna be, like, a murder mystery series, which I realize is not very ASMR-ish. Like, I think the majority of people probably wouldn't want to fall asleep to a murder mystery, which is ultimately why I didn't do it. Also because it was just, like, a very time-consuming storyline idea. But I did start writing, like, a plot to it, and I wanted to see if I could find it, but I think I might have deleted it. Let me see. Okay, yeah, I'm thinking I deleted it. I'm kind of sad that I deleted it, but at the same time, I really don't think that it was gonna be good or, like, be, well received. I don't think many people would be into that, so. But I do wanna, like, I don't know. Lately, I've been kind of bored of my audios. I mean, in the sense that I feel like I need more variety, and so lately I've been making like really specific audios. Like, instead of best friend comes over, my audios are like childhood friend who you haven't seen in 10 years who is now a celebrity visits your hometown and you work on a farm together and then go swimming. Like, the concepts are getting so specific. But the thing is, I think I'm gonna go back to making kind of more simplistic audios. I mean, I'll do both, but I think my next audio is gonna be just a little less specific. 'Cause the thing about doing really specific audios is that it's kind of, I feel like there's more, like, plot to them, which is fun, but at the same time, less people can relate to them, so less people are interested in them, so, yeah, I don't know. Well, I think I'm gonna go to sleep now, and then I will edit this in the morning and post it in the morning. So, yeah, okay. Good night from me, and I will see you guys soon. Okay, bye. Mwah.